This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Hour 2 on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Boston Celtics, the regular season version, showed up last night in Miami, and as a result, that series is extended. It'll be Game 5 coming up in Boston tomorrow. Hurricanes and the Panthers, Game 4. The NFL tweaks the kickoff rule again for safety. We spoke about that. We also talked to Tim Legler of ESPN, and Legg said the Miami Heat, Boston Celtics are playing for second place. They're playing for the runner-up in the NBA Finals. Doesn't matter. He said Denver is winning because there is no strategy to stop the Joker. He was very, very clear about that. He said that there's no player comp for him, that what he does is unique and is unstoppable. And he said that Denver is going to win the championship. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Seton, the poll results from hour one, and does it spill over to hour two?
We're going to have a new one for hour two, Dan. Okay. But let's see. We had what happened last night? Joe Mazzulla had his team ready, or Eric Spoelstra didn't. Right now, Joe Mazzulla getting some credit.
All righty.
He's got trending upwards of 73% of the audience had him prepared.
All right. Well, here's Joe Mazzulla after last night's win.
Regardless if the ball goes in, you have to defend, and so we didn't do that at times throughout the series, and I thought tonight we did that, which, empty possession or not, we still guard at a high level, and when we're at our best, that's kind of what we do, that's what we have to do.
Coach, why did you do it last night, but you didn't do it the other night, please? I'll wait. I get it, you know, he wants to take the blame, but nobody's buying into that. Hour two, what are we going to have, Seton?
We're going to change it up off of a topic that I know Paulie is super hot on.
Oh, okay.
Super hot on.
Okay.
You would prefer to have all kickoffs be returned or 30% of kickoffs be returned?
It seems like a simple answer.
Well, is it?
I want them all returned.
But then you're saying I don't really care about player health, which is okay because I don't. Or you're saying, I'm with the NFL, and I would like to protect these players from themselves and not really have the kickoff matter anymore.
I'm there for the entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, they sign up to play football. Hopefully they come up with a better helmet for them, but I want entertainment. I don't know how do you adjust the kickoff Now, the XFL had an experiment there where when the ball was kicked off, the two teams couldn't move until somebody caught the ball. You're 10 yards away. You can't move. There's no run-up whatsoever, and the XFL did that. Now, the XFL and USFL are doing things that really help the NFL. So it's a developmental league, and that's not just players, but also technology. And it's also, hey, can we try this for 1 year? And I thought, if you said I could have that, or I'm going to have no kickoffs, I'll take what the XFL did. At least you had movement there. You had some excitement. Almost all of the kicks are returned. You know, the other thing is, you know, they moved the kickoff up so they would kick it out of the end zone. They've done their best to say, we're going to give you the illusion of a kickoff. It's not really a kickoff, but it's the illusion because we have to kick off a game. Because you can't just say, and the game starts and you got the ball at the 25-yard line. I understand player safety, but you can't say this is about player safety and then go, and by the way, we want to have a flex for Thursday night games, and we want to add one more game, make it 17 games, and then we're going to have another one when we add 18, you know, an 18th game. Right? That's what this is about. Making money, it's not about player safety. The only player they care about is the quarterback safety. They don't care about anybody else, and I understand that. But you can't even take those concussions out of the game. A better helmet would be the only solution there. But there's no more kickoffs, at least. And when you think about the NFL, the history of the NFL, and some great moments with kickoffs. Remember the Music City Miracle? That doesn't happen. Devin Hester opening up the Super Bowl. That doesn't happen.
Had a chance for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You thought you did.
Literally a minute.
Concussion rates on kickoffs are nearly twice as high as the average offense or defensive snap. But say goodbye to that. Say goodbye to a lot of these players who created a name for themselves with special teams. Not going to happen anymore. Yeah, Paul.
And how many kickoffs are there a game? Let's say they're all returned. What is there? Probably eight total a game on average? So that's eight plays, eight active plays. How many injuries are happening on those eight plays compared to the 70 offensive plays on either side of the ball? You know, you cut those eight plays down now to two returns, which is fine. But like, they fixed an irrelevant play years ago. Remember where the extra point used to be 99% were made?
Yeah.
And they said, we'll back it up. So at least it has some relevancy and you won't leave the room and watch it. The kickoff has now become the irrelevant play in the NFL.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-SHOW. Did you settle on a poll question, Seton, for hour two?
Yeah, we were going to do the kickoff one.
Okay, all right.
We could also pivot to another NBA poll question. We have Boston avoiding the sweep. This one's from the toddler, actually.
Oh.
Boston avoiding the sweep in Miami last night means...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to deliver it semi-toddlerish.
Oh, like Todd. Okay.
Yeah. Heat will win in six. The Heat will win in seven. Celtics make history or absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay. Right.
Nothing.
I feel like this is going seven games.
What?
I know.
You do?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Pie to the face. yeah. Now we're talking. That's right. Yeah. Ball to the balls.
Yeah. Ball to the balls. a flinch ball? Flinch ball to the balls? Yes, Marv?
Game seven, Memorial Day in Boston.
Ooh.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Curt Schilling, Big Poppy.
Yeah. Everybody from, you know, Terry Francona, maybe. Are the Guardians in town, you know, facing the
Doesn't matter. Take a night off. Dave Roberts, come to Boston.
Yeah. But that would be great if you had. If they got to a game seven, I would have everybody from that Red Sox team. I would just say, everybody come back. You're going to be courtside. Yes, Marv.
Even before game five, when they have that introduction on the Jumbotron, when it's like, this is Boston. Dude. And then they show guys, you know, Big Poppy, you go, get up. This is our bleeping city. Then introduce a starting lineup, have him come out, start waving his towel.
Watch Boston lose tomorrow night.
Of course.
They're right on cue, as scripted. They are interesting. They are great. They are terrible. They are inconsistent. They are immature. they're cohesive. Like, there's so many words that describe the Celtics where you go, I don't know who's showing up. And it goes from quarter to quarter. It's not even game to game. Here's Jason Tatum after last night's great performance.
You know, as cliche as it sounds, you know, we just try to take it one game at a time. You know, we tried to break it down of, you know, we didn't play well those first three games. We didn't deserve the win. But, you know, we didn't want that to define us, define the season. And we still got a long uphill battle to go. But tonight was a good start, right? And, you know, just try to carry this momentum towards Thursday.
Well, it is. They have to take it day by day. They have to take it game by game. Because if you don't, you go, ah, you know what? We're going to ease off the accelerator next game. But we're going to get them in game six. There won't be a game six. Yes, Paul?
I haven't heard that let's take it one game at a time in a while. That's kind of an older cliche. It's good to have it back.
Mm.
It is what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, for us, it's a one-game series now.
Yeah.
No one ever does it two games at a time.
There's no tomorrow.
Literally.
Who came up with it is what it is? Somewhere on this planet, somebody said, you know what? It is what it is.
It's probably some great philosopher because it's 100% true.
But how long has it been in our vocabulary? It is what it is.
I'm going back to the Greeks.
Oh, you do think
I'm going
so?
Back, yeah, Socrates or somebody.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Paulie.
I found from the New York Times, they can find where phrases appear in articles and journals in America. In a 1949 article in the Nebraska State Journal, he was talking about the tough life of the frontier era farmer, the harsh land, the long hours. And this farmer said, well, it is what it is. It's not changing.
Mm. Okay.
That's where I could find it.
Felt like it was more recent. How about at the end of the day? Who came up with, at the end of the day? That's another one that drives me crazy. Not crazy.
To a man, that's my favorite.
To a man. Yes, Marv.
Doesn't having your cake and eating it too just grind your gears? Because I hate that. What does that even mean? Having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah, like if I have it, why can't I
right.
eat it?
Right. That's what you do. You have it. That means eat it. You have your cake and you eat it too? The hell does that mean?
It's asking too much. You can't have your cake and then also be allowed to digest it and swallow it.
But then who was the queen who said, let them eat cake?
Oh, she was being...
That was Bridgerton.
Not nice.
It wasn't Bridgerton.
Oh, the Lady Bridgerton.
So the phrase is, you can't have your cake and eat it too. It's like, I want to have lower taxes, but I also want to have great services for my town. Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That's what it's based on. Wanting one thing when not having it.
Mm, okay.
I'm trying to find the origin.
Marie Antoinette, by the way.
Yes, she was a good one.
Yeah. She was a pain.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah. Overrated.
Yeah. Do you think?
Oh.
Maria.
What a sham.
Yes, Todd.
What's wrong with cake, though? That seems like actually a nice gesture. Let them eat cake. Thank you. I'd love a piece of cake.
What was the reference when she said, let them eat cake? Because she was, I think, referring to the peasants, wasn't she?
Were they initially supposed to have like a big steak dinner, and then they just kind of brought it down to just a piece of cake? Then it's disappointing cake.
And they were having ho-hos and ding-dongs.
Gotcha.
And then she said, let them eat cake.
I'm seeing here that it was meant as a frivolous disregard for starving peasants.
Yes. Let them eat cake.
Yeah.
But around here on my birthday, I said, hey, let you guys eat cake.
And we were very grateful.
Yeah, that wasn't a negative. It was a positive, I think. Yes, Paul?
I can find from 1538 the phrase, you can't have your cake and eat it, was used in England.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a political phrase that people threw out there when someone wanted to like cut taxes but have more services, things like that.
Mm. Okay.
Back to you.
All right. Yes, Todd.
I had a question about the Eastern Conference final. Not necessarily a poll question, but I was just wondering, if you're a Celtics fan, rather than bow out tomorrow night or lose in heartbreaking fashion on Memorial Day night, game seven.
Oh, I got to get to game seven.
Even if you,
yes.
You lose in the final second.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Why would you want to lose earlier in a series?
It's the heartbreak of getting all the way to a game seven and making history that down 3-0 only to lose in the final moments when you could just pull the Band-Aid off tomorrow night and be done with it.
If I ask LeBron James, would you rather get swept or lose in seven? What do you think his answer would be?
I would think he would not want to get swept and would want to go as long as possible.
Okay. All right.
I think he has to worry about his legacy. Fans don't have to worry about their legacy.
Now, if I'm a fan, I want to get there.
I'd rather have a chance than not, right?
More painful the game seven, but you don't feel embarrassed. You don't feel like, well, that was all for nothing. Yeah, Sweet feels like it's all for nothing.
And isn't that what part of like sports is about and fandom is about, is like the high highs and low lows, the misery and pain of coming so close and losing?
Yes.
That's like the best.
Yeah.
It's not the best part of it, but it's one of the things that makes it so compelling.
What if it goes to game seven and they lose 128-79? You still wanted to go to seven games? If you're a Celtic fan and you get humiliated on your home court by like 35 points. I think that's a fair question. You still say, well, hey, we got it all the way to seven games. We won three.
What if they lose 200-7? That's a fair question. You have these like 60-point spreads that you're going to lose by.
We got it to seven games only to lose by 38
points. By 60. Yes, Marv.
I hate this term, but they showed heart.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean? They just played better. Yeah. They showed heart. They just played better. Sorry, go ahead.
Michael Jordan. Shots went in.
Right.
Their shots went in. New Peacock original movie tells the story of a young LeBron James and his best friends as they compete to be the number one high school basketball team in the country. Shooting Stars premieres June 2nd exclusively on Peacock. Yes, Paul.
Well, since we're promoting that, maybe LeBron will come on and talk about it.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You're lovely.
Yeah, right. That'd be good. I mentioned, should the Lakers retire, if LeBron retired today, should the Lakers retire his jersey? Should they? I think they will, but should they? Yes, Mark.
I think just being the best player on a championship team, I think it's automatic.
Does Anthony Davis get his jersey?
Well, that's a different story now. That's a different story.
All of a sudden, there's a game requirement.
Minimum game requirement
to get in.
Yeah. You just missed. You missed by 100 games qualifying. Yes, Todd.
I think some days you hang it up and other days you bring it down because of the inconsistency. Okay. Can't be up there the whole time.
All right. Bloop, bloop, bloop. All right. Let me take a break. Coming up, the worst retired numbers in sports.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's
right after this Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com comes to the rescue. Free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start. Now, you get started by going to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, and they have a tire decision guide. Easy to use. You're going to get a personalized tire recommendation in a couple of minutes. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. Now, it gets even better. Now, they have the full lineup of the Bredesteine tires ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. It gets better than that. Mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They bring the new tires to you at home or work and install them on site. TireRack.com/Dan. You get to see all of the test results, special offers that they have, and make sure you get that easy to use tire decision guide, personalized tire recommendation for the right tires, how, what, and where you drive. Get started. TireRack.com. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards, the Dan Patrick Show. Aaron Rodgers and his calf injury yesterday that dominated the New York media. Get ready for this. Every high and low, every moment. And then Aaron Rodgers brought up one of his favorite TV shows.
I was walking out to practice today, and we, you know, the media are here always doing little videos and different things. And the video was some do your best Jersey Shore impression. And I just kind of laughed to it. And then CJ Uzama was walking next to me, and he said, never watched the show. I said, how can you not watch the show? One of the greatest shows back when MTV used to actually, you know, have content on it. It's phenomenal. But no, I'm a fan of all of them. I actually went to Pauly D's set back in Vegas in like, I don't know, back when I used to go there a few times a year back in like 2011 or something. So
I think that was after he beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl that he went to Vegas. But Jersey Shore, Snooki. Yeah, yes.
I like that. According to Aaron Rodgers, the Jersey Shore era of MTV was the good era. He's like, you know, back when they used to have content, people were like, they don't even show music videos anymore. Yes. They got all these crappy shows.
Yeah, Paulie.
We met Paulie D at one of the DirecTV Celebrity Beach Balls. Me, you and I were in the back room.
Yeah.
He came right up to you, and he was super, super nice. He was like, Dan, oh, he asked for a picture. He was nice to us. He was very, very nice kid.
Yeah. I wanted to know where Snooki was. Yeah. And the situation.
Had some hair, that kid.
The sitch. Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Did you guys watch Jersey Shore?
I watched season one. It was pretty wild.
Mm. Marv, did you?
I did also. And I'm so wrong because I'm looking at my wife. I'm like, ah, look, your family. She's like, that's not
wow.
Because they're all of yous. She's like, all of yous are phony. I was like, oh, my gosh. It's like being in my wife's family's house.
Yes.
I kind of hate watched it a little bit, being from New Jersey. And I was just like, because none of these people are from New Jersey. They're all from Long Island. So that's not actually what New Jersey is like. It should have been vacationing at Jersey Shore, not actual Jersey Shore.
Okay. That's a little wordy, though, for the title.
Right.
Fritzy, you had to watch
None of
Jersey
my friends
Shore.
Were like that.
Fritzy, you
I
had...
actually did not watch that. I saw little bits and pieces, but I grew up in Brooklyn, so I can't imagine it being any more interesting or unique than just running into the people that I did in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but you had, you know, good-looking women on there. I figured that would be a reason.
Yeah, but
did you realize that there were good-looking women on the Jersey Shore?
I took a peek, but, like, you know, if I'm going to – there's other things you can watch for good-looking women.
By the way, the questions have already started for the Jets. Here's Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets.
Acknowledge the noise, acknowledge the positivity, be excited about it because, you know, there's – again, my opinion, I think 32 coaches stand in front of their teams every year, talk about winning a championship, and then realistically, there's maybe 6 or 8 teams that have an actual chance to do it. And I do think we are one of those teams. But none of it matters unless we do it. We take care of it today.
Okay. I like that answer. That's good. That's the right answer. You should have championship hopes there. You got a good team. You got your quarterback. You're ready to go. I mentioned last hour. Should the Lakers retire LeBron James's jersey? And what was the response from the audience, Seton? Overwhelming.
It is an overwhelming no.
Hmm. Okay.
But again, that doesn't actually mean anything.
No, because I don't know if the Lakers are going to go, well, the fans aren't into this, but we're going to still do it. I mean, you would take advantage of having a LeBron James night. Let's say he retired right now. So he gave you the one title. Yeah, he won it in the bubble. And I don't know why that has surfaced again. But that's a conversation that I've had twice in the last 5 days with somebody. They'll be like, you like LeBron? I go, yeah. Do you think that's a legitimate title in the bubble? I go, yeah, why not? Was the basket like, you know, 11 feet high? Was the, you know, were they playing in a high school gym? Or did everybody show up? Like, yeah, it's legit.
They had 4 months off, Dan.
Yeah, they did. But yeah, it's become this topic where people don't want to legitimize a bubble title. Yeah, Paulie.
But don't you think there's a huge difference between the national media, the national fan versus the true Laker fan that appreciates what they did? You know, like the Lakers before LeBron got there hadn't appeared in the NBA Finals since 2010.
But I don't think Laker fan, they don't view LeBron as one of their own.
No, but
that's the thing. Yeah, he won us the title.
They look at him as a necessity. They hadn't made the playoffs for 5 years, and he comes to town and they're completely relevant again and competitive.
Yes.
If you read the comments to the poll question, yeah, there's a lot of, well, he's not a true Laker.
Yes.
Comments.
Yes. But is Shaq a true Laker?
Of course not, then. Same.
Is A-Rod a true Yankee? Is A-Rod going to get his jersey retired? They can't.
No.
They can't.
On Syringe Night? What are they going to do? The Vegas Soul Serpent Turf? Now he's not calling in.
Shots fired.
Syringe Night.
Literally.
Yes, there were.
He was at the Lakers game, and then he was also at the Heat game last night. He's front row there, and he's with Jeets. That's when I immediately thought, oh, Boston's going to come back and win this now. It just showed up. Brought back memories. 04. All right. The worst retired jerseys. Okay. Now, once again, this is not my list. This is Bleacher Report. Wayne Gretzky's jersey is retired through the entire NHL. Okay? Yeah, Paul.
See, you know what's bad about that is instead of people wearing his jersey because they love him and wear like 23 in the NBA, now it's gone. You know, 25 years from now, if you join the New York Rangers and you want to wear 99, you got to be pretty darn good. Like, you have to be a superstar, budding superstar.
Yes.
Like 10 in soccer with certain clubs.
Okay.
And now, 25 years from now, is that guy good enough to wear 99? Who are you talking about? Wayne Gretzky. Now it's gone. That discussion's gone.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I see what you're saying.
And like they say, he's not Jackie Robinson.
No, whose jersey is retired throughout baseball.
Yeah.
But Wayne did grow the league. Gretzky, it feels like, single-handedly grew the NHL. We wouldn't have the Florida Panthers. You wouldn't have the Tampa Bay Lightning. These teams, Southwest, you wouldn't have those. It felt like you had this influx of investors wanting teams expansion because Gretzky. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder, this is probably a dumb question, but it makes sense. I wonder if people in Canada are happy with the Gretzky effect. Canada lost a lot of hockey teams over the past 30 years to Gretzky. Expansion and teams moving down. I wonder if people in Canada are happy with the Gretzky effect on the NHL overall. True old school Canadian hockey fans. Our Ottawa affiliates right now is burning.
Ottawa Senators. Everybody wants the Ottawa Senators. You got all these celebrities who want the Ottawa Senators. Snoop Dogg, The Weeknd, Ryan Reynolds. Here's one. I did not know this. Reggie Jackson's jersey is retired by the Yankees. His number 44. Okay. I mean, he is Mr. October. He was the World Series MVP.
He only played there, believe it or not, 5 seasons. Okay. It feels like he played his whole life in Yankees.
Okay.
I think because of the media coverage of when he was there.
The Yankees retired his jersey before the Oakland A's retired his jersey. That's interesting. Let's see. Rick Lee, from the Hartford Whalers?
Now I'm upset. Rick Lee, that son of a...
Okay. all right. I don't know much about him. He wore number 2.
Is this why they're bad retired numbers?
Yeah. Willie Horton by the Tigers. Let's see. Willie Horton, not a Hall of Famer. All right. Left fielder Willie Horton, I think number 25. Rusty Staub by the Montreal Expos. He played in Montreal 3 seasons, I think.
Oh, massive season.
Three and a half seasons with the Expos. Wow. Man, there's so many other players you could retire jerseys in Montreal. Steve Garvey's got his jersey retired by the Padres. His number 6 with the Padres. He played three years with the Padres.
Yeah, he made a couple All-Star games. They didn't really do much. He went to the playoffs.
Yeah, he hit 294. Mm-hmm. And he got his jersey retired.
Handsome man, though.
Jimmy Reese with the Angels. He played 3 seasons in baseball. He was the conditioning coach for the Angels.
It's an important role.
It is. Randy Jones with the Padres. He did win a Cy Young there. Had a losing record in his career. 100 wins, 123 losses. Yeah, losing record, but I think the only Cy Young winner in the Padres' history. Roger Maris with the Yankees had his jersey retired. He had 2 great years there. He played 7 years in New York. And he played with the Cardinals, too.
Back-to-back MVPs to start his career in New York, that's pretty good.
I have no problem retiring his jersey.
Yeah. Started hot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with it. Ray Bourque with the Avs. He did all of his damage in Boston. He spent 1.5 years with the Avalanche, and they won a Stanley Cup. Let me see. Who else is in here? Brad Davis of the Dallas Mavericks.
Who's that?
Excuse me?
Yeah. He averaged 8 points per game. And let's see.
8.2, Dan. We started hitting.
Oh, 8.2.
The 0.2 got him in.
Let's see.
Brant Davis didn't make an all-star team in 12 seasons as a Maverick, but he's in the Ring of Honor.
Steve Nelson with the Patriots, number 57. 3-time Pro Bowler. He was on the team that lost to the Bears in the Super Bowl. Don Mattingly's jersey is retired, and his number is retired by the Yankees.
Donnie Baseball?
Yeah.
His nickname is Donnie Baseball. It has to be retired.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't think that's a bad number to... Let's see. Here's one. Wade Boggs with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Okay.
He played 2 years there. He got his 3,000th hit there. They retired his number 12. And then he hit a home run, you know, for his 3,000th hit. Yes, Marv.
Did he go into the Hall as a Devil Ray?
I think he did.
I think it was a big controversy.
I think he, and maybe they paid him to do it, but I think so. Let's see. Who else do we have here? These are the worst. Vinny Johnson of the Pistons had his jersey retired, number 15. Microwave. He averaged 12 points per game. Okay. Nate McMillan with the Seattle Supersonics. Dang. Is Gary Payton's jersey retired? Yeah, Marv?
I think the Sonics were gone by the time that team...
Okay, okay.
By the time he retired.
Pete Maravich by the New Orleans Hornets. He played for the New Orleans Jazz. 5-time All-Star. He's one of the 50 greatest players of all time. Yes, Paul?
Does the Oklahoma City Thunder at their arena have retired jerseys hanging up from the Sonics players back in the day? Or are they in storage up in Seattle somewhere at a storage facility?
Michael Jordan's jersey retired by the Miami Heat. Pat Riley decided that Michael Jordan was so good that the franchise should retire his jersey number because... He was so good. Okay. Is there any other reason? would you do that to a guy who killed you? That might, well.
Like you beat us so bad we're going to.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, the Knicks probably have a title if Michael Jordan's not there. You want to retire his number?
Mm. Augie Bush Jr. the third.
Oh, no.
By the Cardinals. So the son of the owner, they retired number 85. Dang.
Son of the owner. That is just.
Gene Autry, the Angels. He was a singer and an actor. But he owned the Angels for a while. His number 26. Who else? Carl Barger, Florida Marlins. He was the first president of the Marlins in 1991.
Who are these guys?
They retired number 5 because his favorite player was Joe DiMaggio. Come on. Okay. That's some of the bad jerseys that are retired. Yes, Marv.
Wade Boggs is in as a Red Sox.
Oh, he did go in as a Red Sox.
He did.
Okay.
I thought it was somebody else. I think Dave Winfield went in as a Padre. I think that was another controversy where it's like, really?
Yeah. I thought Boggs was like it was open to a negotiation of what hat he was going to wear going in. Yeah, Paul.
Can you imagine there's a meeting at the St. Louis Cardinals facility and Augie Bush Jr., the boss, is in there and guys, let's go over the business for today. We're going to do some things. We're going to make some concession stand moves. And we're also going to retire a number. Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Willie McGee, Tommy Herr. What are you thinking? Ted Simmons?
No, juniors. Yeah. Oh, Ken Griffey Jr.? Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, me. August Bush Jr. never played a minute of baseball, but done great for the franchise.
I've been pretty great, though. You guys got to admit.
Show of hands, who wants to retire my jersey? Who's the employee saying?
Oh, I absolutely. Yeah, of course we do, Augie. Going to retire that.
Mr. Bush Jr.?
Yeah, third. A couple of phone calls in here. Jimmy in Arizona. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Jim.
5'10 and a golf ready 250.
I like it.
We've been talking about the NFL, the oxymoronic conversation of safety in the NFL. Well, I have a nice crazy idea for the kickoffs. We can get rid of the returns, yet keep the kickoff for onside kicks. What you do is after a touchdown, you could either go for two. Now, if you go for one, we'll put the ball at midfield, and the kicker will line up with his mates like a kickoff, but he has to put the ball through the uprights for the extra point from 60 yards out. So basically, he's going to make it or he's going to miss it. If he makes it, you get the ball in the 25, he gets the point. If you miss it, they get the ball in the 35.
Yeah, I think we need to workshop that one a little bit more there, Jimmy. Yeah. Here's the problem. If it takes you longer than 15 seconds to explain what you want to do, then it's not going to work. Rob in L.A. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Dan, good morning, Dan. That's 6-4 at a soft 3 bill.
Soft.
All right, Memorial Day around the corner. You guys may have already answered this, but I want to put it out there. Potential poll question. Ketchup on a hot dog, yay or nay? And I think a mixture of ketchup mustard is good. But suggestion for the kickoff. Here's a poly-level suggestion.
Ooh.
First, let's go ahead and make all kickoffs punts instead. I don't know about the concussions or the safety, but what if you made them all punts? And then a fritzy-level suggestion. Why not make it a penalty for on kickoffs? If the kicker kicks it into the end zone, it's a penalty just like if it goes out of bounds. So thank you, guys. You guys are great. Keep it up.
Thank you, Rob. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, I think I came up with one last year. It was a pretty horrible idea, but make kickoff return touchdowns worth 10 points and let the teams choose how they want to treat the play. Now that play, you may press for it, you may return more kicks, or you don't. It's your choice. But you may try if you got a really good guy. Doesn't Dallas have a really good returner and the Packers have really good returners right now?
But they don't want returns.
Right.
But the NFL doesn't want it. Teams do. Players do. Fans do.
Right.
The NFL doesn't want it.
Lawyers don't.
Yes. Yes. People never played the game, but they don't want that. It's the safety issue. I find it mind-boggling where we go, yep, it's a safety issue. But, hey, we're thinking about adding another game. Hey, we're going to flex those Thursday night games. Okay. All about safety. Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Bill in San Clemente, no West Coast bias guy, says, gentlemen, San Diego retired Steve Garvey's number because he led them to their first World Series in 1984. Not a win against the Tigers. Tony Gwynn probably helped him get to the World Series as well. A lifelong Dodger fan, season ticket holder, I might add that Garvey batted over 300, had over 200 hits and 100 RBIs or more for 10 years, battling a batting title as well. Yeah, I have no problem if Steve Garvey got into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We're just talking about a jersey retired by the Padres. He didn't play long there. Batted 294, but yeah, you want to retire his jersey? It's your franchise. Go ahead. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder if a guy like Tony Gwynn, I bet people listening don't even remember him for the Padres, you know, a guy who didn't hit for power but hit for average. I wonder if he's going to have a lot of staying power because he's so unique. Everyone talks about power hitters, and he was the complete opposite. Will history remember him well with baseball?
Oh, I don't know. They probably won't. It's like Rod Carew was one of the greatest hitters I ever saw. But I don't know if any of his base hits could have broken glass. It just felt like he hit little flares all over the place. But he was incredible. Bat control. You know, Wade Boggs told me one time, he goes, if you wanted me to hit 20 home runs a year, I could do that. But my value is to get on base. Nowadays, Wade Boggs would be hitting 20 home runs. What would Ichiro be doing? What would Pete Rose be doing? These guys with all of those hits, that's what they were known for, batting average. But batting average doesn't mean anything anymore. Or base hits. Yes, Eden.
But it feels like home run numbers are the only ones being watered down. Like, Tony Gwynn wasn't any less of a great hitter because more people are hitting home runs, right? His legacy is sort of cemented as like, oh, no, that guy was a great player.
But I don't think people value base hits, though.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, but that's why it'll be watered down because... Or they'll forget about him because he'll be like, oh, how many home runs did he hit? He hit 150. Oh, wow, that's it? Yeah, but he had 3,000 hits. Yeah, okay. Like, Pete had so many hits. You know, he had 4,000 hits. He blew away everybody. So that number stands because it's so impressive. But I think these guys were just great artists at the plate. And that's what I viewed them as. They were artists. And Tony Gwynn, Rod Carew, Wade Boggs, those guys just put the bat on the ball and put it where they wanted to. Like, there wouldn't be a shift if Tony Gwynn came to the plate or Rod Carew. You couldn't. You'd be like, you have the whole left side of the infield. You'd be like, all right, maybe I'll bunt. Maybe I'll just hit one down the line. It's a lost art. You know, we're speeding up games. We're not speeding up the quality of the game. The game still is about home runs or strikeouts. There's still an inordinate amount of strikeouts. And however you can incentivize these teams and these players, that's really the next big question I think baseball's still going to have. Hey, we got through the game in 2 hours and 42 minutes. Yeah, what happened? There were total of 9 hits, 3 home runs, and both teams combined to strike out 22 times. That's not great baseball. But I don't know if it's fixable. I don't know. Yes, Mark.
Last year's batting champions in the National League, they hit .316, in the American League, .326.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably have to go back. This is when they raised the mound, and Carl Yastrzemski won the batting title, batting .301. And the guy who finished second, I think, was Danny Cater, first baseman for the A's. He hit .291. He finished second American League batting, and Yaz might have won the Triple Crown that year batting .301. Yeah, yeah, Paul.
Tony Gwynn's worst season of his career was .309. That was his worst. He hit over 370 four times. Four times. During his 20 years, the rest of the league hit over 370 four times.
Yeah, but this is analytics. Yeah. We would hear this all the time from McLovin. Be like, nobody cares about that. All they care about is, on-base percentage. Remember Adam Dunn? Yeah. Oh. McLovin thought he was Hall of Fame worthy because, man, it's on his on-base percentage. I go, I don't want Adam Dunn on my team. Oh, he does home run or strikeout. His OPS is. I go, I don't want him on my team. Yes, Mark.
Was Jim Thome just a better version of Adam Dunn?
Yeah. I mean, Jim Thome hit 500 home runs. He was a plug and play good player.
Those Indian teams were so good.
Oh, they had so much talent.
They were so good.
So much talent. And you had Joey Bell or Albert Bell at the time, and Manny and Thome.
Carlos Baerga.
Vizquel. Carlos Baerga was a good man. He was a good second baseman.
Alomar behind the plate.
Yeah, Sandy Alomar Jr. Yes, Eaton.
This is a good tweet, but did we mention Kirby Puckett yet?
Not getting his jersey retired?
No, but he was a great hitter, though.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he's a dude that, man, if we're just saying right now, did we mention Kirby Puckett yet? He could be one of those guys that falls off, like you're saying.
Yeah, and he had his 10, I think he only played 10 years, and he got hurt. But
great player, though.
Yeah, they won World Series a couple of times. Those Twins were good teams. There were a lot of good players on that. Yeah, Marv.
He was famous. Back then, you could be famous for just being a really great hitter.
Yeah.
He was one of the few, baseball players, oh, okay. There was a running joke. There was only two black people in Minnesota, Prince and Kirby Puckett.
Both really good at their jobs.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Do you think about it?
Who had more hits?
Oh! Prince, we miss him.
Prince, a better basketball player, though.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who made better pancakes? Oh, that's a Chappelle show.
Chappelle show.
Yeah. Prince made Charlie Murphy pancakes. Never mind.
Wow.
Charlie Murphy.
That's a deep poll by you.
Great bit.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Yeah. Chappelle.
Story, skit, bit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Final hour coming up. We'll have more on the kickoff being put to bed. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider, will join us. The logic behind all of this. More of your phone calls as well, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Final hour on this Wednesday on the way after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. It's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.